Good afternoon. A gorgeous late October afternoon in progress will turn into a comfortably cool evening with mainly clear skies and light winds. Temperatures will come back after highs close to 60 and slide back through the 50s and into the 40s overnight, with some places even reaching back into the middle and upper 30s. It will be dry with high pressure in control, and that high will dominate through the day tomorrow. In fact, a southerly wind flow will pick up in intensity during the day on Saturday, and with a good amount of sunshine the first half of the day, mixed with increasing clouds the second half of the day, we'll see temperatures push into the middle and upper 60s to start off the weekend. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a deepening trough over the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. The trough will dig into the Tennessee Valley overnight Saturday night and lift tropical moisture out of the Caribbean and Gulf Coast, forming a low-pressure center along the eastern seaboard by Sunday morning. With this happening, clouds will overspread the region on Saturday night, and rain will move in late at night and towards Sunday morning. During the day on Sunday, as the low intensifies, working its way south of Long Island, rain will increase in intensity and become heavy at times during the second part of the day. Depending on the exact track and intensity of this storm, the wind will probably pick up as well, especially across the higher terrain, and by the end of the day on Sunday and into Sunday night, the wind can gust over 30, perhaps even 40 miles per hour. The track of the system up the East Coast will then move through New York and New England during the overnight period, and the rain will continue to be heavy at times. Flooding is possible, depending on the exact track and how much rain we get, by Monday morning. Either way, it looks like the storm center will lift into southeastern Canada by early Monday, and the rain will come to an end from south to north. We'll spend the rest of the day on Monday drying out. However, the wind will remain a problem around the backside of the system, even with the drying trend, at times gusting over 30 or even 40 miles per hour into Monday evening. The drying trend will continue into the day on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds for Halloween, a little bit cooler with temperatures back into the lower to mid-50s, although the breeze will relax, and it looks dry at trick-or-treat time with temperatures sliding back into the 40s. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon, New York City remaining dry, temperatures sliding back into the 50s, Boston dry and clear, back through the 50s, and in Buffalo, dry weather with partly cloudy skies and temperatures sliding back through the 50s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clear skies tonight, a bit chilly, but seasonably so in the mid to upper 30s, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds tomorrow with highs in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the remainder of southern New England, and also for the Catskills, Taconics, southern Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills, clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds tomorrow with highs in the middle and upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mainly clear skies tonight with lows back into the lower 40s and some upper 30s across the higher terrain. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds tomorrow and highs in the middle and upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds tomorrow, with highs back into the middle and upper 60s. Region-wide for Sunday, rain heavy at times, becoming windy, lower 60s. More rain, heavy Sunday night. On Monday, any rain in the morning will give way to increasing sunshine, remaining windy in the mid-50s. Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds, mid-50s Wednesday, and a chance of showers Thursday in the upper 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.